People, they are excited, they are happy to receive food with respect, with dignity. We call our food is bringing dignity to our families.
This is Hourglass, the podcast for United Way of King County in Seattle. Coming up, a nonprofit organization in the South Park neighborhood that provides fresh fruits, vegetables, meats, and grains to a community with limited food options nearby. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for tuning in. Now, if you work for or with organizations that help combat hunger or food scarcity, you're liable to hear the term food desert, which is often used to describe areas with few food options. The term is used quite sparingly, but the USDA has two specific definitions for food deserts, one for rural areas and one for urban areas. For an urban area like Seattle, the USDA says a food desert is a low-income area with at least 500 people living more than 1/2 mile from the nearest supermarket or large grocery store. For a rural area, it is the same amount of people living more than 10 miles from the nearest supermarket or large grocery store. Now, if you want an illustration of a food desert in the Seattle area, look no further than South Park, a neighborhood nestled along the west bank of the Duwamish River. According to HistoryLink, South Park was once a small town filled with farmers who supplied fresh produce to Seattle's Pike Place Market. But then the city annexed South Park in 1907, and from World War II to this day, the tiny community has been overwhelmed by industrial development. Folks who live there don't need a USDA definition. Simply put, there are no grocery stores in South Park. And that's why United Way of King County is proud to support Cultivate South Park, an organization of residents and community members that create innovative solutions in food, environmental, housing, and economic justice. Those solutions include the Urban Fresh Food Collective, which provides free, healthy food by mobilizing its neighborhood's resources, including farms, businesses, and community members. The collective is open each Tuesday and Friday morning, and folks come by the carload to fill up boxes of free, healthy items. Monica Perez, Cultivate South Park's Director of Community Initiatives, says a neighborhood that once provided produce to folks at Pike Place Market now takes care of itself, as many of its residents have known what it means to live in a food desert all their lives.
Food desert means that there is no quality food or diverse options or multiple healthy food options. So this is what is South Park. We don't have a grocery store. We don't have, we had to go somewhere else and other neighbors around or even far. We need to go to Ken or Renton, some other places. Buren is the close one because we don't have a grocery store or we don't have a food options.
Cultivate South Park is one of more than 30 organizations that comprise the King County Food Security Alliance program, which distributes culturally specific food to economically disadvantaged communities. In 2022, United Way of King County partnered with Public Health, Seattle and King County to support the distribution of $4.5 million to community-based organizations, meal programs, and food banks. In addition to providing food at the South Park location, the Urban Fresh Food Collective uses United Way's home grocery delivery program in partnership with DoorDash to deliver groceries door to door. The collective also partners with the Washington Food Coalition to promote a nutrition ranking system called SWAP, or Supporting Wellness at Pantries. The Washington Food Coalition says that more than half the families who visit food pantries have at least one household member with high blood pressure, and 1/3 of those families who visit food banks or pantries have at least one member with type 2 diabetes. SWAP helps people who visit food banks and pantries make healthy food choices. The Urban Fresh Food Collective has become so popular that it now serves folks from outside the area.
We are focused on King County, definitely, because we are King County. But we have people coming from Arbor, Federal Way, Renton. Yes, it's just because of the meaning of the program, because we are very committed to serve those fresh, quality, and healthy.
Okay.
You know, so people is passing the voice and the voice, and they come all over.
And so what has the demand been like since COVID ended, the pandemic ended?
So it's been decreasing a little bit because it's obviously, that's what I wish, that people is getting back to work. Yeah, but it's been decreased a little bit. Our numbers before was like 120, 200 families each time. Now we are between 40 to 80, 60 to 80 families. If we talk about individuals, we have an average of 1,500 to 2,000 individuals that we serve every month.
Wow. How do you spread the word about this?
So we promote about in social media, but it is mostly voice to voice, word by word, because people is being recognizing that we different. They are excited. They are happy to receive food with respect, with dignity. We call our food is bringing dignity to our families. Mm-hmm.
And word has it that a new grocery store is in the works for South Park. Though the planning is in its early stages, Cultivate says that it will happen.
This is something that we've been waiting for. You know, like years ago, we having a good intention. I can remember the name of the business, but they got a really, really good intention to have those healthy options in the neighborhood. But unfortunately, prices were pricey. Mm-hmm. Now we are working on that. How we'll create this model that can feed the needs of all the community members, especially because it is a diverse community. It is not just Latino, so we got a very varied of backgrounds in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we have that in mind, and hopefully we can find a way to create a good model for everyone.
And then where do you get your produce and your meats from?
So right now our mainly donor has been Food Light Line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but our second is definitely United Way. Mm-hmm. Because through that funds we can meet the needs of those elders or those people that are isolated, because we do deliveries, special deliveries for that people. So with that money, it's United Way is our second. And we also have a business around us, and they believe in our mission, and they've been also supported with some not restricted funds to help us to buy food for community members.
Cultivate South Park plans to extend its operating hours into the evening so that more people can take advantage of this oasis in the food desert. If I hear this and I want to come get some food, how do I get in touch with you? What do I do?
It's not that difficult. You have to just show up, just line up, and we don't require any private information. We just need to have a geographic information. Just give us your name, your phone number, and your zip code. That's the only thing we need from you. Very easy to access to us.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Perez of Cultivate South Park, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
United Way of King County is offering free tax services to residents who make less than $80,000 a year or less than $96,000 for non-single filers. Funded by United Way, the IRS, and the City of Seattle, the free tax preparation program runs until Saturday, April 21st. Services are available at 19 different locations across King County, and virtual assistance is also available through our online tax site. United Way tax preparation specialists will help clients understand their tax situations and take advantage of tax credits like the Earned Income Credit, the Child Tax Credit, and the Working Families Tax Credit. For more information, log on to uwkc.org/need-help/tax-help. And be sure to check out our event, Pay Us What We're Worth, at Seattle Opera House on April 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Join our fireside chats with our city's trailblazing women and allies who'll share insights, insider tips, and tricks from across industries like sports, startups, law, tech, and more to help you claim your worth. For more information, log on to uwkc.org/events. At United Way of King County, we are working side by side with communities to build an equitable future for everyone. Hourglass United Way is a podcast that highlights how we and our partners spend time making a difference in our communities. Our work is made possible by the generous donations from people like you. Please send comments and suggestions about our podcast to hourglassunitedway@gmail.com. To learn more about our work or to support United Way, log on to uwkc.org. I'm your host, Joe Burris. Thanks for listening. Until next time.